Now, the other article I saw, I really like this because it mixes history in with this. They found the tomb of ancient Egypt's beer maker to the gods of dead, which is pretty, honestly, really cool. Now, it's a 3,200-year-old barley beer that they found when they were at this excavation site. They found it this month, and it's starting to shed light on the history of beer and the Egyptian civilization. And it was a Japanese team headed by, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Hiro Kondo of Waseda University.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
I'd buy it.
Yeah. stumbled on the tomb of ancient beer maker, here's another one, Kanzo M. Heb, while cleaning the courtyard
Sounds
of
Egyptian.
Another tomb. It does. Found it while cleaning the courtyard of another tomb at the, this is a word I should actually probably know, Thebes.
Yes.
I did actually pass history class, believe it or not, at the necropolis
it's
in
like
Egyptian
Biebs,
city.
It's like Biebs, not rabies.
Yes. Now, they described this Kanzo M. Heb as the chief maker of beer for the gods of the dead, adding that the tomb's chambers contain fabulous designs and colors reflecting details of early of daily life along with their religious rituals. Now, one of the frescoes in there from Kanzo M. Heb, who, apart from being a brewer, also headed the royal storehouses during the pharaonic... there's a lot of words here I'm not going to pronounce right. But they made the offering to the gods along with his wife and daughter. Now, there's a name that I kind of like that I mentioned before we started recording to Wayne and Steph here. Now, according to Professor Pooh Munchu... yep. Believe it, that is actually the name that
is
in this
article.
Is he
the brother of Who Flung Pooh?
Probably. Yeah. And to prove that I'm not making this up, I'll tell you, I got this article from CNN, so they're legit. This Professor Pooh is a leading Egyptologist at Hong Kong Chinese University. I'm sorry, Greg. You had no idea you were in for this, did you?
I kind of feel racist for laughing.
What? Well, it's... Well, okay.
It's funny.
Yeah. Now, he is one of the leading Egyptologists, as I mentioned. One of the other points the article goes on to reference is that alcohol in Egypt was very important, not just in terms of daily consumption, but also an offering to the deities. Beer in particular was very important, said Pooh. And then during the New Kingdom period, it was probably beer was probably 1/5 or even 1/10 the price of wine, making it a very popular drink for people of all social strata. And now, while the appeal of beer is much the same today as it was in ancient Egypt, according to Professor Pooh, the modern drinker might struggle to recognize this barley or millet-based beverage of ancient times. And while it's a close cousin to modern beer, the manufacturer was more primitive, and they had to use a tube to extract liquid from below, which would have had a fermented layer of substance floating on top of the jar, he said, which would have had bubbles, he says.
So beer was carbonated back then.
Beer was carbonated with those bubbles under this layer of fermented stuff.